The clinic gave me a brand new Toyota Tundra like a month ago. It's only 100 miles on it. Now it's at almost 10,000. People talk about grassroots. I mean, this is pure grassroots. We're trying to work with people locally and help each other out. Part of what people appreciate is that they see me out there. They see me deliver firewood myself that I chopped. I'm at their house at 10 o'clock at night when they call their case manager or therapist who works with the clinic to say, "We really need some food." It's a tough job. You go to these households where people are sick and you can't help them. You can't touch them. Some of them are old and some of them are little kids, and all you can do is look through the window. You can just see a desperation in their eyes. Sometimes people are just lonely, especially when they're so far out, they just want someone to sit and talk for a little bit. They used to see us as just this clinic. Now people know that we're more than that. They know that the clinic is there for them, for their well-being, for them to be able to be seen for illness, for mental health, or if they're hungry or cold. That tightness of the community is what's really come through. Now that Utah is reopening, it feels like everything we're trying to preach is falling on deaf ears. You can't stop people from coming onto the reservation. It's disheartening. I understand why people want to open businesses, but this is a time where there's something that's smarter, faster than us, this virus. All we can do is focus on our part of the country and try our best to keep the virus from spreading. Right now is a good time for people to really start working together